Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. A federal lawsuit was filed Monday against Michigan State University and three former MSU basketball players by a female student who accuses the athletes of sexually assaulting her at an off-campus apartment. The woman and players are not named in the suit, which was filed in U.S. District Court in Grand Rapids. Michigan State, as we all know, has been rocked for months by a sexual assault scandal involving a former sports doctor in Larry Nassar that now includes his ex-boss in William Strample. Three ex-football players also were charged last year with sexual assault. The woman in Monday's lawsuit remains a student here at Michigan State University. And right now, we welcome to WKAR's Current Sports the attorney representing the alleged victim of rape in 2015 in relation to three Michigan State men's basketball players, Karen Truskowski. Karen, thank you so much for your time on this Tuesday afternoon. How are you?
I'm very good, sir. Thank you for inviting me to be on your show.
All right, Karen, I want to get right to it. First off, how is the alleged victim holding up? And what have these last 3 years been like for her, dating back to 2015, where this allegedly took place?
Well, Al, she's doing as best as anyone could expect under the circumstances. It certainly has been a difficult road for her and for her family. But she's very strong, she's very smart, and she has worked diligently to continue her education and persevere. So she's doing as best as she can under the circumstances.
And she's still a student here at Michigan State University, as I mentioned, right? I just want to confirm that.
Yes, sir, she is.
That's great. Is she close to graduating?
She can see the light at the end of the tunnel, yes.
Gotcha. That's a good way to
yes.
Put it. All right. Well, Karen, can you take our listeners through what she is alleging happened back in April of 2015? Can you take us through the suit?
Well, the crux of what's going on is that, you know, this incident took place with these three gentlemen, and afterwards, when she sought help from the counseling center, she was basically met with negativity and was frightened to the point of, you know, she couldn't pursue it after that. She was told, you know, we've had this happen before, and we see what happens to young women that pursue this. And it's very difficult for them. And as I quoted in the complaint, she was told, if you do pursue this, you're going to be swimming with some really big fish. So that frightened her to the point where she decided not to pursue it any further.
Karen, why does she feel that now is the right time to come forth and let her story be heard and go after the university?
Well, that's a really good question, and a lot of people have asked me that. And the simple answer is that watching what's taking place and the tenor of what's going on in across the country and here in Michigan and at MSU has given her the strength to say, you know what, I really need to say something. I really need to do something now, and it's just given her that support and the ability to do it. And she doesn't want to see it happen to other people, you know, much like all the other survivors say the same thing. We don't want this to continue, and we don't want it to happen to other young women and other young men, you know, that are following behind these people that this has happened to.
So, Karen, will there be an investigation into how the university handled this alleged sexual assault? And can this lead to a possible investigation of the alleged incident itself 3 years ago?
Well, as far as an investigation that the university might conduct, I can't speak to that. I don't really know. Certainly, you know, as part of the procedure of our lawsuit, as it continues, we will be asking questions and talking to different people to find out, to get more information. But I can't say whether MSU is going to do their own investigation. I'm sure that they will be talking to the people that are involved, mm-hmm. the people that were in those offices at that time, and certainly will be trying to discern what did happen. I'm sure they're going to be looking into it, absolutely.
I'm sure you've talked to your client. What kind of mental state is she in right now since this story broke yesterday? I mean, it's making national news. It's on the front page of ESPN.com. You know, many people have been talking about it. Has there been any backlash or a public criticism that she has read or felt since yesterday?
Well, my advice to her was, you know, focus on school. And that's what she's trying to do. As far as backlash, I mean, obviously there's always going to be comments made by people that don't know the story and don't really know what happened, and that's going to happen. But overall, the support and the commentary that I'm seeing from the outlets across the country has been, for the most part, the majority part, has been positive.
Just want to ask this. Oh, I'm sorry.
She's doing well. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So she's doing well. She's doing well, though.
She is, yes. She is.
Okay, I just want to ask this question, Karen. Has anyone from the Michigan State men's basketball program or MSU athletics tried to get in contact with your client?
Not that I'm aware of, no. No, that has not taken place.
Okay. And I also understand, Karen, that you are also the attorney for the alleged victim in the MSU football sexual assault case. And I just want to ask you this, Karen. Is there a cultural problem at MSU when it pertains to male athletes and females here on this campus?
Well, it would. I wish I could say no, but it certainly seems that as time goes by and more people come forward and more information comes forward, it seems to be pointing in that direction. And I would say that is, there's definitely something there. There's something going on that needs to be addressed. So I would say yes, that's probably an accurate statement.
What kind of outcome is your client seeking in this lawsuit?
Well, like I said earlier, you know, one thing she really wants is for people to know that they can come forward, that they can have support, and that we need to address these things and not let them remain in the shadows. And I think that's probably the most important thing for her, is that this is a catalyst, along with what all the other things that are going on, a catalyst for some change and to address what's happening.
Now, when it comes to this suit, Karen, this is going after Michigan State University. This isn't pertaining to the three unnamed basketball players, right? Are you guys trying to sue those three unnamed players as well, or is this just strictly Michigan State University?
They are not named as defendants in the suit at this point, no.
Okay, at this point.
Yes. This is not about really that what happened. This is about the response of the university and the difficulties that she's encountered because of that.
So you said at this point, is there a possibility that could be the case later on down the road when it comes to these three unnamed players?
That's something I really can't comment on right now. But at this point, they're not named defendants.
Okay. Karen, am I missing anything? What else do you want people to know or understand about this suit and this young woman?
Well, I think what's really important for people to remember, even though that, you know, this whole situation is revolving around sports, it's not about sports. It's about the lives of these people. And that's what we need to keep focusing on, is what's going on in the lives of these individuals and focus on that. And sometimes it involves athletes and the sports program, but in the end, it's really about the individual lives that are affected, and I want to focus on that. So
certainly, and I'm sure that when it comes to this allegation, I mean, many people are reading and following this story and saying, really, something needs to change. You know, I mean,
yeah.
If it is found true that this individual at the counselor's office did discourage her from coming forward, that also speaks to, that cultural problem, right, Karen?
I would say that is definitely an accurate statement, yes. If what we've alleged and what we think happened did happen, then we want to make sure that culture has changed and there's some adjustments that are made. Absolutely.
All right, Karen. One final question, but before we get you out of here, I do just want to ask a question pertaining to the three former Michigan State University football players who were mm-hmm. accused in the 2017 sexual assault of a woman in an apartment bathroom. Those three have pleaded guilty to reduced charges. Those players being Josh King, Donnie Corley Jr., and Demetric Vance, they pleaded guilty. It pertains to Act 328 of 1931 in the Michigan Penal Code, stating, quote, any man who shall seduce and debauch any unmarried woman shall be guilty of a felony. The charge is punishable by up to 5 years in prison. That outcome for your client in that case, is that the one that she wanted? Does she feel comfortable with that?
Well, there's certainly, any plea bargain like that is definitely difficult for any victim to take because it feels like, sometimes the victim or the survivor walks away thinking that they got away with it and they didn't get a harsh enough punishment. The alternative is going to trial, and sometimes that can be even more traumatizing than the original than itself. So in that respect, she was well-informed and made the decision to agree to the pleas. Is she happy with it or, no, probably not, because it was definitely a difficult pill to swallow, I think is a good way to put it.
Right, right. So
the family has certainly, talked about, their feelings about it, but it's we have to go on from here and hope that those three gentlemen also have learned from this experience and will go on and not do what they did to somebody else.
So she's not totally happy with the outcome, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, she's not. I mean, I don't think anybody would be. It's difficult to say anybody would be happy in that situation. That's a people ask me that, is she happy with it? I don't think happy is a good word. Was she well-informed and made an informed decision? Yes, she did.
Okay. And the sentencing, when it comes to that case, is scheduled for June 6th in front of Judge Rosemarie Aquilina. All right. Again, we've been chatting with Karen Truskowski, attorney representing an alleged victim of rape in 2015 in relation to three unnamed Michigan State men's basketball players. Karen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Al. I appreciate it.